Welcome, everyone, to Tough Love with Dr. Laura Copley, a podcast where we explore all things related to toxic relationships, trauma bonding, healing, and transformative growth. I am your host, Dr. Laura Copley, licensed professional counselor, relationship trauma expert, international speaker, and author of the upcoming book, Loving You is Hurting Me. This podcast expands on my therapy approach with clients who are trauma bonded, and also my trainings to teach other therapists and healers how to untangle the trauma embedded in most toxic relationships. Tough Love serves as a place where I can share both my professional knowledge and personal journey, along with valuable insights from other experts and inspiring real-life stories from individuals who have healed their trauma bonds. Your time to deepen your life and explore your relationships begins right now. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I am in a really good mood right now because I have discovered that our local cafe just down the street from my office makes creme brulee, which is dangerously delicious news for me. I'm actually eating one right now as I do this episode. This flavor is lavender vanilla creme brulee. Are you kidding me? Seriously, this is heaven. Life's little things, you know? This particular episode is getting to the core of what I do, and I can pretty much guarantee that I will be doing more episodes on the entanglement between trauma bonds and perceived love, because my God, can it feel so similar sometimes. But trauma bonding is not love. Love is grounded in interpersonal safety and warmth and feeling cherished, respected, and valued for everything that you are, and not for how you serve someone else. Trauma bonding is grounded in fear and scarcity mindset and punishment and intermittent reinforcement that makes our emotions ping-pong around in this internal chaos. When we get that tiny little morsel of affection after so long arguing and feeling disconnected and being afraid, it makes us feel like we are on top of the world. When you are ready, here is your weekly dose of tough love. Now, I approach this topic delicately. Actually, I have to approach everything I do professionally with delicate hands, because I am coming at this topic in a way that can feel a bit taboo. There's not many other therapists out here that approach toxic relationships and trauma bonding in the same perspective that I do. Now, there are, without a doubt, toxic relationships and trauma bonds that are malicious and overtly abusive. Absolutely. And there are resources that I am sure I will continuously go over in this podcast that helps those individuals get out of those dangerous situations and find safety again in their life. And not all toxic relationships require there to be an identified abuser and victim. Not all trauma bonds are between a narcissist and a codependent. Sometimes, quite often actually, in my experience, two people with two different histories of either past relationship trauma or early childhood attachment trauma, they find each other, and because they have no template of love, or at most that template of love is distorted to operate from, they attempt to connect in the only ways they know how, painfully and fearfully. And this happens at various extremes. And a big tough love lesson in this is, it is absolutely vital, non-negotiable, life or death, that you are able to distinguish between a mild to moderate trauma-bonded relationship where each person is capable of taking ownership of their role in the patterns and taking responsibility in making changes, versus the dangerous, malicious, and abusive trauma bonds where someone is psychologically and or physically harming you. That latter relationship is not going to get better. no matter what you do. You need to get out. If this is you, help is available. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-7233 or text START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. This is the taboo part. This is why the message that I have is very sensitive. I do not want anyone in these dangerous relationships to have false hope that things are going to get better with their abuser. That if you wait a little longer or try a little harder, your partner will come to their senses and change. They are not. If you need more guidance to determine if you are in a dangerous and abusive relationship, I want you to tune in to this next part. Do any of these following experiences apply to you? Are you being forced to isolate and distance from everyone and everything that keeps you happy and healthy? Did the abuse escalate from emotional and mental manipulation to physical violence, including pushing, slapping, hitting, or sexual assault? Are there frequent explosive episodes of rage or use of intimidation tactics, such as slamming fists into walls or your partner preventing you from taking space during a fight? Are insults used to humiliate and belittle your interests, appearance, or accomplishments? Is there frequent and intentional gaslighting by your partner that makes you question your feelings, instincts, and sanity? Are there frequent patterns of lies, deceit, and ignoring your needs without remorse? Are threats of self-harm used to pressure or manipulate you? Is your partner making conscious choices to remain dominating over you? Is your partner's damaging and manipulating behavior calculated and deliberate? Does your partner remain in constant control of all aspects of your life and experiences, including who you can see, what you can do, where you can go, what you can wear, how you can speak, and so on? And finally, does it appear that your partner delights in your suffering? I'm going to ask you to sit with the sensations in your body right now and recognize any emotion you are having. It is so important to distinguish what sort of relationship you might be in if you are trauma bonded or if there are toxic dynamics between you and your partner. It's so important that you are probably going to hear this list again and again on this podcast so that you will one day be able to recite it. And you know what? Good. I want you to know this, because whether it's you who needs to hear it, or because you know someone who needs to hear it, or maybe one day out of the blue you meet someone who needs to hear it, knowing the difference between the relationships that are capable of healing versus the ones that are malicious and dangerous can change someone's life. So, what should you look for to determine if your relationship is capable of healing and evolving? Well, a lot goes into this one. Every process is different because every love story is different. I can't tell you specifically, uniquely you, whether or not your relationship is going to make it for sure. But I can give you the foundational non-negotiables each partner must have to even begin repairing ruptures, breaking toxic patterns, and bridging connection. In your relationship, both of you must have the following. 1. Each person in the relationship must be able to self-reflect. Both you and your partner, you must be capable of looking inward and exploring your internal landscape of strengths and limitations and patterns and tendencies and traumas. 2, each person in the relationship must be able to experience empathy. Both you and your partner must have the capacity within you to attune deeply to the emotions of the other person and why a certain situation might matter to them personally. And along the same lines, both you and your partner, you must be able to take perspective, to rise above your individual story and listen to the story of the person that you claim to love. What is it like for them? And can you, quote unquote,
get it. And then number three, each person in the relationship must take accountability. Both you and your partner must be able to hold yourself responsible for what you must do to create change. Nobody is waiting on the other person to start first. This is a relationship and we must do it together. Both you and your partner must be able to own your own part in why a pattern perpetuates. It is not enough to just self-reflect without ownership and change. From that self-reflection, we must be able to speak to it and acknowledge what is happening. Once we self-reflect on our role in the pattern, take ownership of that role and speak to it, we must change our behavior and hold ourselves accountable for what we can directly do to make our life better. Okay, can you see at this point why it is imperative to rule out whether this is a malicious, dangerous, and intentionally abusive relationship? Dangerous relationships are between an abuser and a victim, and is not on a victim to do more work to make a relationship get better. It won't get better. These dangerous relationships have an abuser who is not willing to self-reflect, denies any ownership of their role in the patterns, and refuses to take accountability to change. If you are in a relationship with someone like this, you trying harder will be futile and ultimately will give them more power. Trauma bonding is a psychological phenomenon that occurs when a person develops a strong emotional attachment to someone who has caused them emotional pain and sometimes trauma, or it is carrying out a familiar type of painful pattern they once experienced earlier in life. I see trauma bonds in a variety of relationships, romantic relationships, families, even friendships. With my couples, I will occasionally see dynamics with an abuser and a victim, or a partnership where one is clearly unwilling to do any of the work or take any responsibility for their role in the pattern. It happens. But more frequently, I get couples coming to see me who are desperate for reconnection with their beloved. They are suffering. They are hurting. They look at their partner with both a sense of love and a sense of fear. The person they long for is the person that is hurting them. And it is happening on both sides of the couch. Each person has their own story of what is happening. And what I see happening is a replication of old attachment patterns that actually maybe worked at one point in their relationship, but is no longer effective, such as maybe going out of your way to earn your partner's affection at one point, really self-sacrificing, going above and beyond. And maybe they turn towards you and give you lots of affection at one point, but now they have normalized that you go above and beyond and have gotten used to the fact that you just naturally do more in the relationship. And they start taking you for granted. Or maybe a bit of passive aggressiveness or silent treatments got your partner to check in on you more often and pursue you. And it worked for a little bit, but now they have ran out of energy to attend to your needs in that sort of way. Trauma bonding happens because of fear of disconnection from a person that we both want approval and acceptance from, and who is also hurting us at the same time. It's disorienting to be both in love with somebody and fear that person that you've chosen as your life partner. Now, I personally had to do some serious work on myself and how my attachment traumas manifested into trauma bonding in my marriage. I remember as far back as 18, not understanding what the big deal was around relationships. High school, never interested in dating, college being desired and pursued, but just not getting it. This aversion I had, and finally connecting with Matthew, my ex-husband, in a way that felt closer and emotionally intimate at this soul level. All the love languages were met: touch, words, time, acts, gifts. It was all there. But you know, something was still off within me, something untouchable that I couldn't even access within myself, a deeper aspect of me that I didn't even know, a depth nobody could access, not even myself. He wanted that so bad. And he pursued that deep romantic love for me for over 12 years, even into our marriage, before suddenly giving up. And you know what? Like, I get it now. And oh my God, when he gave up on me, it felt like my entire world was pulled out from under my feet. I had no idea after spending my entire 20s with this man and creating a life and a home, how to do it alone again. But even that couldn't resolve what was unhealed within me. I still couldn't give him what he ultimately needed. I had a lot of work to do. We both did. I had a lot to overcome as it related to why I blocked myself from this type of love, why I was afraid of it. In doing this work, I now know why. Trauma bonding is not the same thing as regular bonding and connection. Trauma bonding is a complex and difficult experience that can be challenging to identify and understand. Healing the trauma bonds happens when we bring consciousness to the subconscious pattern that is navigating our life. We must identify our early attachment wounds, those initial models of how to do relationships, and explore how they changed us, how they impacted us, what they taught us, and bring awareness to how it plays out in our current relationships. Where you notice resistance or urgency in your ability to vulnerably and safely connect with others, that resistance or urgency that you meet there has a message. There is a narrative embedded in that moment that you feel that resistance and that urgency. So taking some time to hold space for that feeling without reacting from it will be really helpful. Holding space for it and exploring it and finding the message encoded in that tendency. So for me, when I felt resistance, like a relationship was getting too close, my narrative was, if I get too close, I will lose myself even more. And I already have no idea who I am to begin with. Maybe if you feel like you are more codependent or anxiously attached to others with a sense of urgency, your narrative might sound something like, I need someone else to be okay because I am not okay alone. Whatever narrative you find is the direction you go next with your healing. This is something that I want you to bring up with your therapist in your own individual journey. We will be talking more about these unconscious narratives and how they play out in our relationships in upcoming podcast episodes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I encourage you to follow my Instagram account at Doc Copley, where I provide more free information on healing relationship traumas and reaching post-traumatic growth. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can get all the latest episodes when they are released. I'll see you next time.